Adios.
It's going down for real.
Shake for a shake. I'm throwing these Emirates in the sky. Spinning this awesome llama, make them piece the M-O-N-E-Y. I love my beaches, south beaches, surfboard and high tide. I can just roll up because I'm swole up. So that birthday cake.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And today, I am not in the Dog Bowl. I am down at the beautiful ESPN Cleveland Galleria Studios, joined by another co-host of mine who we get an opportunity to work with for the first time, Mr. Dave Dino DiNatale. What's up, Dino?
Matty, how are you, my man?
I am great, and I'm excited to be here. Sitting in the Rizzo throne.
Yes.
For the time being, so I feel very important with 1, 2, 3, 4 screens in front of me. A little intimidating. And while watching Jameis Winston, the projected number one overall pick at his pro day down at Florida State.
Well, you know, no helmet or shoulder pads for Jameis, just the t-shirt and shorts.
The Mariota camo leggings, which Mariota got destroyed by Ohio State in the national championship game wearing those same tights. So it may just be more about Nike than anything.
Jameis, he's in better shape, I think, than I thought he'd be, but there's still a question about the belly a little bit. You know, is he in peak shape 1 month? We're less than a month now for the draft. We're actually 1 month into the draft today.
Exactly. And you know what? I don't think it's I know that I was very critical of the way I looked with my shirt off in my playing days, and still in some cases are, like most men should be. But I was also, too, when we drafted, you know, playing with Drew Brees, mm-hmm. I was critical. I was like, okay, what's this guy look like? You know, and I mean, I'm not trying to say it in a I'm a very heterosexual young man, but I just always want to see, like, let me see what my quarterback's
yes.
working with. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like, is he yoked up or is he a little soft around the edges? But that all being said, I think quarterback is the one position that you can get away with if you have great feet, if you've got a great mind and a strong arm. As Jared Lorenzen has done for many years, maybe not at the NFL level, but you can get away being a little bit sloppy at quarterback.
You know, the feet movement from Winston, though, I am impressed. Look at me, I sound like I'm an expert.
I've been You're
on the
George
show.
Whitfield.
I've been on the show for 2 minutes, and I sound like an expert. But the foot movement has been impressive so far for Jameis Winston. I'm happy to be back on the show. I actually this show is very near and dear to me because back in its heyday,
it's in its inception.
I was the producer first with Vic when we were going 1 hour from 6 to 7. Then when we first brought Nathan in and stretched it to 2 hours. I was with those guys, so it's nice to be back and good to talk Browns here, because as I you know, we always talk around here, there's never a shortage of topics.
There is never.
Browns.
There really isn't. And again, we want to hear from you all day today. 216-578-0850 or tweet at the show at Browns_daily. We are still taking a significant amount of reaction to TextGate. You know, Jim Donovan and I got to talk about it yesterday. To recap for those of you who are not tuned in, and if you're living in a cave somewhere, the Cleveland Browns have been hit with a $250,000 fine. Ray Farmer, as the general manager of the Cleveland Browns, will be suspended for the first 4 games of the season. So what does that mean? And, you know, Dino and I, we grabbed a bit of lunch. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think there's a little bit of confusion. You know, people, you know, on the surface say, oh, he's fine. He's out for 4 games. Well, the calendar is a little bit confusing
it
on
is.
This, Matt, and
it
I think
is.
It's important, and I'm glad you, right at the top here, I think it's important to clarify for everybody what a four-week suspension really means, because that really is what it is. It's a 4-week suspension starting, as what we say, 36 hours or so after the 53-man roster is turned in on that Saturday.
So the timeline goes like this. The Cleveland Browns will play their last preseason game on that Thursday. The final cutdown will probably be either 4 p.m. or 5 p.m. that Saturday, so 2 days later after they play their final preseason game. And then Ray Farmer's suspension will, as we said, will start about 36 hours after that 53-man cutdown. And this is where the significance of this suspension will in fact affect the Cleveland Browns, and that's because A lot goes on in that 7 days. And maybe not even so much the 7 days, because by Wednesday, when you start your, you know, your game planning and you're out on the practice field preparing for your week one opponent, it's the 3 days prior. So that Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, you're still evaluating the, again, 31 other teams that had to cut down their roster. Is there anyone to Ray Farmer and his staff's liking that is now open and available, so much so that you want to basically swap out one of the 53 men that you've essentially locked in on your roster to make the team, to get down to that 53 number? And also, too, if we recall, look at the number of undrafted free agents that were contributors for the Cleveland Browns this season under the eyes and speculation of and the critical eye of Ray Farmer, Isaiah Crowell, Taylor Gabriel,
Kaywan Williams.
Kaywan Williams, yep. You know, three potential starters in the National Football League were a part of that undrafted free agent class. So that is one of those, a lot of those undrafted free agents are sought out by general managers. And in some cases, a general manager not having a voice and selling you on the organization will be very difficult, because communication leading up to that point will be with Ray Farmer in most cases. And then it ceases, and it will be another voice on the other end of that phone.
Ray Farmer, basically, when this suspension starts, zero contact with the Browns. I mean, he can watch the games on TV, but that's, you know, he can't have communication. He's basically cut off.
What about snail mail? And anybody, is the NFL tracking snail mail? If he sent a letter?
Yeah, if he sent a letter, put a stamp on it? Yeah, I mean,
you never know.
Wish you were here. Guys, I wish you were here. I mean, I don't know. But,
or would the postmaster turn him in?
Yeah, return to sender. You have two weeks left to go.
2 weeks, 3 days, 7 hours, and 9 minutes.
But what's nice about this, though, Matt, is that, you know, when Ray got the job, he was very diligent in bringing in people that he was very comfortable with in that front office staff and the football personnel staff, Bill Kuharik and also Morocco Brown. So, you know, I'm quite sure as the summer progresses, they'll have a plan. And you know, if this happens, this is what I'd like you to do. If this type of player becomes available, this is what I want you guys to do. So there will be a plan, but it's going to make, you know, that scenario a little bit challenging for the Browns as they get ready for opening day.
It definitely will. So now you have to think, right now, the Ray Farmer's entire staff are focused on the 30-day mark, you know, out from the draft, and knocking that out of the park. And as Tony Grossi, our own Tony Grossi at ESPNCleveland.com, talks about, is batting 50%. So yeah, five of those 10 guys are contributors and or potential long-term players here for the Cleveland Browns. The other five will fall by the wayside, but again, we'll have a lot of compensatory picks next year. But there comes to a certain point where, you know, is Ray Farmer going to have to go away from the task at hand, which is managing a football team, to go out of his way with his staff to create a contingency plan? Because as I called in last night to Munch's show, mm-hmm, and for a quick segment, I talked about he's got to have a contingency plan, but part of that contingency plan then is essentially maybe ranking the bottom third of our roster to see, you know, what is, if we get a guy of this stature hitting the market because their price tag was too high, or maybe, mm-hmm, they got injured in training camp and Ray has a liking to him, who do you now cut as a part of the Browns 53 to make room for that addition? So many other new calls that are going to have to be made by as a part of that contingency plan. But also, too, is the one point I brought up yesterday is Johnny Manziel and Brian Hoyer were in a competition throughout training camp last year. Mm-hmm. All in all, Brian Hoyer won that out. But many Browns fans and many analysts thought, and I believe it may, and I don't want to quote Tony Grossi, but thought that week four bye would be the last we saw of Brian Hoyer, and Johnny Manziel would come out of that bye week as the starter. Brian Hoyer and his play, of course, proved us wrong. But those are the types of decisions that are going to have to be made in the early portions of a football season.
Yeah, you can't. This is one of those things. You can't wait until the final preseason game. You know, you're going to really need to have your quarterback figured out at that point. You know, if Manziel is able to be back and ready to go and able to beat out McCown, assuming there's nobody else that's brought in, or, you know, will Mike Pettine and company feel that McCown is better suited to start the season with Manziel waiting in the wings? Those are all decisions that are going to have to be ramped up, I think, a little bit because of this.
I agree. And again, we have a great show. We want to hear from you. The calls are already rolling in. I want to set the table for the show at 2 p.m. We have a wonderful guest joining us. Brand new Cleveland Brown free agent signing, Dwayne Bowe, will be calling into the show at 2 p.m.
Can't wait to hear from him.
So it'll be very interesting from him to be here. You know, what wooed him here to Cleveland? Why does he feel that he can, you know, reverberate his career and project himself? I was a huge fan of Dwayne Bowe, and I talk about it all the time when his name comes up. Nathan Zagura, we made the list. It was Jeremy Maclin, Andre Johnson, Brandon Marshall, and Dwayne Bowe. And I, maybe in some cases it comes from a slight bias of playing against Dwayne Bowe at the end of my career in San Diego and him tearing us up for, I think it was 8 catches, 155 yards, and a touchdown. And yes, I looked that up last year because I remember him balling against us, but I didn't remember exactly how good of a game it was. So I looked it up last year.
That sounds really good.
It does sound really good.
I'm not a mathematician, but 8 for 155 and a couple of touchdowns.
Yes.
That's nice.
It was a great game. So we're going to get to hear from him. And so if you want to, tweet at the show any questions you'd like us to ask Dwayne Bowe and what he brings. We're going to ask him about, you know, why John DeFilippo? What excites you about his offense? And that's going to be a great interview. So I'm going to hit the first caller right now, our guy Chevy in New Jersey. What's up, Chevy?
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, could you guys tell Dwayne Bowe that Chevy said welcome to the Browns?
We will.
We absolutely will do
I'm
that.
I'm writing it down right now. Chevy says hello.
All right, thanks. Hey, here's what I called for. I say we have a good young roster, that Pettine is a great leader. He has brought in great leaders. I believe there is a slight leadership void on the D line. That's why I want to make that our number one pick. Not just the player, but the personality, somebody that's a little mean, a little tough, and a real vocal leader. Because I was a little bit taken back when I heard Billy Winn talking about partying, and that I read that he was saying, well, I'd like to be a Brown, and, you know, I mean, why are we talking about this kind of stuff? We should be talking about championships. That's it. Narrow focus. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a great show.
You got it, Chevy.
Thanks. For
thanks. And yeah, and you know what? You have to understand too that a player's mindset, he is still essentially decompressing from last football season and ramping his, you know, his mind up and body up mentally. Having sat there in the dog bowl with Billy Winn looked excellent. He, you know, he's 15 pounds lighter. He's revamped his entire diet. He understands, as we talked about at lunch too, Dave, is that you know, he's in a contract year.
Right.
So he wants to be a Brown. He loves this community. He loves the fan base. He would love to be a Brown. But in most cases, because he has not been extended thus far as John Hughes has to go out and prove it. Mm-hmm. And I think with his ability to do so in a very deep defensive line, and more so than anything, a group that I think has to prove it to these coaches by their performance, their ability to stop the run, their ability to get to the quarterback, and also to prove it to this fan base, because it's the largest void besides the quarterback position that exists on this football team.
No doubt. It's funny. 12 months ago, we were saying, wow, the defensive line might be the strength of this football team. But, you know, it's amazing what happens, injuries, attrition, whatever. And I don't disagree. I think the Browns, you know, you want to get stronger on the defensive line. You know, you want to have depth. I think I've always liked Billy Winn. I like the way he plays. I think he's versatile. I think he's talented. But you want to see playmaking there. The partying part that Chevy brought up, I mean, that doesn't bother me nearly as much. I mean, I think you need to be able to decompress. It's a long season. I care if, you know, between when the off-season conditioning starts and when the season ends, is Billy Winn ready to go mentally and physically? I think he is.
Absolutely. And again, as we go to break here in a minute, the one last point, just based on what you said too, and your callers, I'll get to you in the second break. We're going to go all calls, all tweets. Next segment is, when it comes to Billy Winn and him talking about the partying, is when they report April 20th, in most cases, every head coach or coaches have bought into the mindset, a certain mantra or a slogan for that year.
Right.
And that's when it's initially going to be given to these guys. And Coach Pettine will stand in front of a group of men who are about to go out and practice and start this venture of 2015 football season, because 14 is in the past and what they did is in the past. And the partying that he's doing right now or that he referenced is a foregone conclusion. Mm-hmm. His focus from that point forward will be on football. And that's when a lot of professional football players, not just football players, the professionals, flip that switch, and they're given that iPad with that playbook.
Yep.
Things get real, you know, and they start to dive into it and they start to use their time more wisely. So again, Matt Wilhelm here in the Galleria studio with Dina Talley. We're excited to be with you today. The calls are already lighting up. 216-578-0850. We've got Dwayne Bowe on the show today. We're going to get out the Ohio Business Machine hot topics as well throughout the show.
After
further review today, we're going to be locked and loaded. We want to hear from you all day long. 216-578-0850. Matt Wilhelm, Dave DiNatale, the Galleria Studio, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.